This is the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service, London IMET. Your net control station this evening is W3CAN, Whiskey 3, Charlie Alpha November. My name is Jim. I am totally awake, and I am located in Madison Township. That meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County AREN, discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held September 18th at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time will be 7:30 p.m. Now calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to check in. When checking in, please provide your name and call sign clearly and phonetically. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, I will take check-ins from any stations having emergency or priority traffic. Please call W3CAN. Nothing heard at this time. I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County ARES business and or announcements, ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Call W3CAN.
KA8RLC, Kilo Alpha 8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Kilo Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
Kilo Bravo 2, Kilo Alpha Charlie, KC 2, KAC, Kristen.
And we've got KA8 RLC, Cal, KD8, IIB, Kevin, and KB 2, KAC, Kristen. Any other stations, even if your name doesn't start with a K, with any kind of business announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W3CAN. Hearing none further, we will now take check-ins using quadrants, dividing the county by Interstates 70 and 71. Please call in groups of no more than 3 to 4 at a time. We'll begin with stations located north of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71. North and east, please call W3CAN.
Kilo Delta 8 Romeo Tango Papa, John.
November 8, Papa Victor Charlie. John.
I am Andy. Copy KD8RTP John, N8PVC John, and a station whose name is Andy but doubled with John there, if you want to go ahead and come back with your call sign.
Kilo 8 Lima Echo, K8LE, and as you stated, Andy.
Thank you, K8LE, we've got you down. Any other stations north and east, please call W3CAN. Hearing none further in the northeast, we will now move to the southeast quadrant. Stations located south of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71. Please call W3CAN.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, KD8, SYT, Lynn.
Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, KB8YVI, Phil.
This is Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, AB8MW. Mike, and by the way, good job as net control this past Sunday. Thanks a lot, AB8MW.
Sam, copy Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Yankee Tango, Lynn. Kilo Bravo 8, Yankee Victor India, Phil. And Alpha Bravo 8, Mike Whiskey, Mike. Thank you, Mike, for your compliment there. I'm sure we'll touch on that again a little bit later than that. Any other stations located south of Interstate 70 and east of Interstate 71, please call W3CAN. Hearing none further, we'll move to the southwest quadrant. Stations south of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71. Please call W3CAN.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, Bob.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-Ray, KD8HVX, Jim.
Copy W8RWR Bob, KD8WQY Denny, and KD8HVX, Jim. Any other stations? South and west, please call W3CAN.
November 8, Yankee Mike Tango.
So we got N8YMTJ. Any other stations? Southwest Quadrant, please call W3CAN.
November 8, Uniform Tango India, NAUTI, Ed.
NAUTI, Ed, got you down. Any others? Further southwest, we will now move to the northwest quadrant. Stations north of Interstate 70 and west of Interstate 71. Please call W3CAN.
K6HRU. Bruce.
Keith. Brian.
Alpha Delta 8. Charlie Mike. Marcel.
K6HRU, Bruce, KE8ANW, Brian, and 88CM, Marcel. Quick note for you, Marcel, your audio was very soft. You might want to try getting closer to the mic or turning up your gain. Any other stations, north and west, please call W3CAN.
Whiskey 8, Kilo, Whiskey Golf, Northwest, Gale.
November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot, Mark.
Kilo Delta 8, Kilo Charlie Golf.
Copy, W8KWG, Gale, N8VJF, Mark, and KD8K, KCG, Keith. Any other stations, north and west, please call W3CAF.
Whiskey 8, Romeo Victor, W8R, Kim.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, KWP, Frank.
We've got W8RV, Ken, and K8OVP, Frank. Any other stations, north and west, please call W3CAF.
November 8, Sierra, Echo, Yankee. N8SEY, Sharon.
Copy, N8SEY, Sharon. Any other stations northwest, please call W3CAF. Hearing none further, we will now call any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Please call W3CAF. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate. All licensed amateur radio operators are encouraged to check in.
I believe it's W3CAF. This is KE at MJU. I would be northeast. Name is Colin.
Got a good copy on KE8MJU, Colin, north and east, and just heard at Delaware County out of another station, so if you can call back with your full call time, please. W8ZAR, Gregory of Delaware County. Are there any stations vaguely north that heard the input to that? Gregory, I think I've got you down. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County, please call W3CAF.
Kilo Delta 8, Golf Uniform Juliet, KD8GUJ Bill, Cardington.
KD8GUJ, Bill. Got good signal from you. Any other stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net? Please call W3CAF. Hearing none further at this time, we will now loop back up to those stations who checked in having FCARES announcements, business, or ARRL bulletins for the net this evening. We will begin with KA8RLC, Cal.
Good evening, Jim. Good evening, the net. This is KA8RLC.
Came in a little bit broken to the repeater on the front side of your announcement. I'll go ahead and pause for questions in case anybody missed part of that.
Yeah, most of that was gone actually on my end anyway.
Copy that. Cal, would you mind repeating your traffic from the beginning about to where we moved on to October in your event schedule?
Okay, hopefully I'm more solid now. Coming in, really the only thing left, we've got Sweet Corn Festival, which starts in actually tonight. And then the Kids Tri-Fit with Grandview, if Kristen made contact with that, and I was hoping that's what her announcement coming up is. And then we move on to October with Set, Crop Walk, and Marathon. KA8RLC.
Thank you, Cal. Nice strong copy that time. We'll go ahead and pause for any questions now that I think everybody should have been able to copy Cal's traffic. If you have questions or concerns on that schedule of upcoming events, please call W3CAN. All right, hearing no follow-ups on Cal's announcements, we'll move on to Kevin's business, V8IIB.
Okay, thanks, Jim. Just my usual reminder of upcoming NETs. Next week, September 4th, KE8ANW, Brian. 9/11, N8BJF, Mark. September 18th, as mentioned, is the in-person. September 25th, KE8ANW, Brian, once again. I have openings for October 2nd and October 9th, and anybody on the air tonight would like to take those. If not, I will pass around the sheet at the next in-person. KD8IIB.
WAKWG.
Yeah, go ahead, Gail.
I will do October 9th.
Okay, I'll put you down for that. Thanks, Gail.
WAKWG.
Well, hearing no others, I'll turn it back to net. 88 IIB.
Thank you very much, Kevin. Moving right along, we'll go to KB2KAC, someone named Kristen.
Thanks, Jim. So, yes, Cal, you are correct in that my announcement today is going to be about the Grandview Kids Tri-Fit this Saturday, August 31st. I have already had an excellent turnout of volunteers. I've got Marcel down, Frank, Sharon down as being on the course, and then Gail is going to be our net control for this weekend, which is going to be excellent. They don't need a ton of volunteers, but if we have one or two other people who are interested, that would be excellent. Otherwise, I am going to shoot an email to those who have reached out to me with some of the course documents and kind of all of the rest of the information. Everyone will need to be there by about 7:45, and they don't expect it to go much past noon. And it should just be kind of a fun little event. So if anybody has any questions or would like to volunteer, please call KB2KAC. All right. Hearing none, I will turn the net back over to Tim. Thank you, KB2KAC.
Thank you, Krista. Finish the pre-checked-in announcements. We'll pause real quick for any other stations just joining us who would like to check in to this, the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. You can be inside or outside of Franklin County, and you do not have to be a member of the Franklin County ARES to participate. All licensed amateur radio operators are encouraged to check in. If you have not yet checked in, please call W3CAF. Hearing none, I suppose the gang's all here. So we'll move along to some of our summary of events during the previous week. I don't see Patrick on the net at present, who coordinated the Emerald City half and quarter marathon event, which I think was our only major thing since the last meeting. Cal, do you want to take that one over?
I can, sir. This is K8RLC. Yes, on this past weekend, we did the Emerald City half and quarter marathon. Wonderfully like to report that it was a very boring, worthless use of our time. Just joking with that being useless, worth of our time. It was very much worth our time because it was good experience and everything going out there. But there was no activity from our side, which is always a very good thing on these types of events. A quiet net is, on this type of thing, is a very good net. And as was said earlier, Jim, you did an excellent job running net control. It was nice to see working from the hospital and all the other coordination we had there. I think it was a very good time had by all. And I'll give it back to you and see if anyone else who worked has any comments. This is K8RLC.
Thank you, Cal. And, yeah, so I guess since I'm holding it, I can pile on first. It was definitely a good event. It was fun to actually run the net simplex with everybody up there. A little bit of an interesting tweak to our normal operations is for a day that, as you pointed out, mercifully had very little in the way of real activity. On the plus side, we were incredibly well prepared on the coordination side to send emergency services wherever they were needed and didn't have to use that. Got a little exciting towards the end. There was a one-car accident that was near the course that I don't think made it onto our net, but it didn't end up being anything worth doing. Any other stations who work the Emerald City half and quarter marathons or have thoughts, questions, comments, concerns on that event, please call W3CAN.
Hey, BHMW.
Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, I just want a little possible hint here for next time, if we work it again next year, is to kind of spread out the stations in the field. I know from my station at 2.2 mile marker, and then back up around the park, it's a long haul with only two stations covering that area. If I might suggest stations at the water stops, like we do in the Cap City Marathon, provide a little more coverage. That's all I've got, AB8MW.
Good, Cal.
Yeah, Mike, that is our intention for the future. Again, this was a new event for us, and and sort of getting the event coordinating part and then the event part used to us. That's what we hope to do in the future, is expand out and have more course coverage with this, with the Cap City quarter and half marathon, and of course with the Columbus Marathon, we're already doing that, covering as much of the course as possibly we can. With that, back to you, Jim, K8RLC.
All right, thank you both. Any other stations with anything regarding the Capital City, nope, Emerald City half and quarter marathon, please call.
K8OVP.
Frank.
Yeah, I just would like to have had the progress of the race and the last walker people check in by their mile marker, just to let everybody know where everything is. K8OVP.
Copy that, Frank. We'll certainly note that we can do a better job with mile markers as a tactical call sign for that event going into next year. Kind of along the same line, certainly the Simplex worked pretty well up there, honestly, but there may be some added advantage to net control being maybe a little bit more central to that course, because we did have a little bit of trouble picking up some of those far-out stations on the high, at the mid-miles as well. Any stations with other thoughts, comments, concerns on the Emerald City half and quarter marathons, please call.
ADHCM.
Marcel, go ahead.
I really enjoyed that event. The weather was perfect. I think they fed us and coffeed us up very darn well at the beginning, and it was just a great event to be part of. I particularly enjoyed being part of ArriesNet when the name of the net and all of the rules weren't being constantly announced, what seems like every 3 to 5 minutes. But on the other hand, it might have been a little too quiet. There were two times when I said, uh-oh, maybe something's wrong with my gear, maybe my battery's out, maybe I changed the station, I better double-check. And one of those times was when Cal was coming in my direction with a serious look of concern on his face. I was afraid I'd been missing something important. People were trying to get me. It turns out he was trying to follow somebody, making sure that person made it back to first aid without any trouble. But anyway, my suggestion might be we have net control identify the net and maybe list the rules maybe once an hour or so. It doesn't have to be quite as verbose as we are at other events, but a little bit more than what we had on Sunday. Just something to think about. This is ADHCM. Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. I know the guy who was running control there. That was something that kind of came across my mind as it was being too quiet and we were thinking about it, but it would definitely be good to make a few more IDs, especially with the Simplex net going on. I know it can be kind of useful just as a sanity check for everybody to make sure you're still kind of within good receiving position of the control station up there. Duly noted for next time around. Any other stations with feedback or thoughts on Emerald City? Hearing none further for Emerald City. Does anybody have any other event recap or additional business or topics of discussion for the net this evening? Please call W3CAN. Further items of business, we will now take one final round of check-ins for the Franklin County ARES Wednesday Night Net at this time. If you have not checked in,
please do so by calling W3CAF.
Good evening, this is Whiskey Delta 8, November, Victor November, Bob here in New Rome.
Copy WD8NVN, Bob. Good to have you. Any other stations? Further business and no further check-ins, we will now close this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Big thanks to those who brought announcements and bulletins, and a special thanks to those who volunteered for public service events. This is W3CAN, returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation.
Ah, good. I was just about